at him. We've been here until what time is it? Yeah, it's two. It's 5 minutes to two. So I just feel like it. And I don't know how you feel. But you know, we left the hotel. Everybody had a shower today. And it's not the ideal. It's the thing, real. I just want to get funky for you. We let that. If you like getting funky, Mr. Brewer, let's get funky for a little while.
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying. So easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too
King on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. It's too late, baby. It's too late. You just tell them that now. And started this show off with Frank Jaxfield and Wonderful Baby. Hello, how are you? I'm Eric O'Brien with you for the 10th program of the 7th year of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. You've heard it all 7 years on Tube City Online Radio, formerly WMCK.FM, and let's see, Shaky Radio and Vulcan Sound Radio and WRCT here in Pittsburgh. So good to be with you. If you're looking for something to celebrate other than the 10th show of the 7th season, July 29th is International Tiger Day. It gives you something to roar about. It's also National Chicken Wing Day, National Lasagna Day, National Lipstick Day, and System Administrator Appreciation Day. That's the last Friday in July. That's a good thing to appreciate if you have a system admin. July 30th is Father-in-Law Day. Never knew such a thing existed. International Day of Friendship. Not a whole lot of that going around anymore. National Cheesecake Day and Paperback Book Day. doesn't work with the iPads or whatever. July 31st is Mutt's Day. It's National Avocado Day. That's disgusting. And National Watermelon Day. Now, that's refreshing there. August 1st is National Girlfriends Day. I don't know if that's girls who are friends or if it's a man's lady friend or what. I don't know which one it is. Maybe it's both. National Mahjong Day. It's also National Mountain Climbing Day and National Raspberry Cream Pie Day. There you go. August 2nd is Find a Four-Leaf Clover Day, which sounds more like something that you do in March. It's also National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. August 3rd is Grab Some... This is not right. Grab Some Nuts Day. Yeah, you interpret that how you want to. It also says that August 3rd is National Watermelon Day, which we said was on July 31st. We'll have to check on that. August 4th is Chinese Valentine's Day, or Daughter's Day, the seventh day of the seventh lunar month, National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, and U.S. Coast Guard Day. Why don't you go grab some nuts and enjoy the rest of the program here? Here's John Gregory. Don't cry out loud. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, Alan Tew and the Orchestra. Yes, T-E-W is pronounced Tew. I don't care what you say. That's Isn't She Lovely. Yeah, I'm kind of snarky today, aren't I? Margie Rayburn before that. I'm Available for Saturday Night. Ronnie Aldridge in there with Just For You. Al Capps did Mellow Yellow, the Donovan song. Yes, all way back when. Lex de Azevedo and Happy Together, and John Gregory with Don't Cry Out Loud. If you do, just keep it to yourself. I'm Eric O'Brien, Dateline San Francisco. Believe it or not, a California man said he tested positive for both COVID and monkeypox at the same time. After testing positive for COVID, Micho Thompson began to notice red lesions all over his body and then realized he might have monkeypox. Well, he's a walking news story, isn't he? Thompson says he was sick for weeks and notes the worst of it was when he could barely get out of bed or drink water. Dr. Dean Winslow, a professor of medicine at Stanford University, says it was bad luck for Thompson to be sick with both viruses, but it's very rare to have them both, but it is still possible. That's too bad. Meanwhile, a bomb squad was called after a woman took her smoking SUV to Jiffy Lube at downtown San Diego. That's because mechanics found two bags filled with powder taped to the underside of the SUV. The investigation started at about 11 o'clock one morning and shut down a city block on Cortez Hill for about an hour. The bomb squad went in under the SUV and removed two bundles wrapped in plastic and a small electronic device. Investigators say there was no threat of an explosion, but haven't yet said what the powder or the device was. Finally, in North Carolina, a woman who found a bear climbing on her back deck of her vacation home, used her teacher voice to chase the animal away. Debbie Tomlinson, who used to be a teacher in Greenville County, South Carolina, said she was at her Sapphire, North Carolina condominium when her husband alerted to a bear on the back deck. Tomlinson's video of the encounter, which she posted to YouTube, shows her talking to the bear through a window and telling it to leave. "What do you think you're doing on my porch? You get up, go, go, how dare you?" you hear her say in the video. She said she used her teacher voice to show the bear she meant business. "It works every time. I wasn't afraid. I didn't want to lose my feeders. It was very exciting," she told a TV station. Meanwhile, somebody else probably said, "Baby, don't go." Here's James Last on SRE. City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Francis Albert Sinatra and Learning the Blues on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, done with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra in 1955 as the B-side of the EP session with Sinatra. Learning the Blues was re-released in June 1955 as a single with If I Had Three Wishes on the B-side. But ironically, Sinatra re-recorded that in 1962 with Count Basie and his orchestra for the Sinatra Basie and Historic Musical First album. Bet you didn't know that. I like the Nelson Riddle version myself. Before that, we had Lex de Azevedo and My Guy and James Last with Baby Don't Go. And here's John Fox with I Got a Name on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
After I learn, if you stay,
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Lex de Azevedo there, Precious and Few. Before that, we had Enoch Light and the Singers, Whoever You Are. Just Whoever You Are. Yes, Whoever You Are. Nori Paramore before that, Could It Be Magic. Paul Marriott did One on One, and Manuel did So Nice, otherwise known as Summer Samba. And John Fox with the Jim Croce classic called I Got a Name. We have a minute or so to waste here, so we're going to do that. Hang on here.
Hello, my name is Blake Horowitz. We're taking a survey to find out if happiness is a healthy mouth.
Is it?
Excuse me, sir. Do you believe happiness is a healthy mouth?
Certainly. Absolutely. I believe happiness is a healthy mouth.
Do you believe happiness is a healthy mouth?
Yes.
Why?
Because if you have a healthy mouth, you feel good.
Do you believe happiness is a healthy mouth?
Yes.
Will you tell us why?
No. Why should I do?
Why?
Because if you have a toothache, how could you be happy and healthy? This is the silliest question I ever heard.
Do you believe happiness is a healthy mouth?
Yes.
Will you tell us why?
Well, if I didn't have any teeth, I couldn't eat, and how can I be happy?
Well, there you have it. You believe, along with most of these people, that happiness is a healthy mouth. A message from the American Dental Association.
Classic PSAs on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Bert Kempford in African Beat.
Bye.
Earl Grant takes us up to the top of the hour with Swingin' Gently. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of SRE, won't you?
American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
just the way that you live. I can't fix all your problems, there's nothing.